Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Robin Hilton from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. It's that time of the week when a whole bunch of new albums come out, and we're doing a quick run through some of the best releases for June 8th, starting with the band River Wireless and their album, Kindness a Rebel.
I like the way that you dance when you're bowling. I like your singing and your in-lawn skates. 6 months in and now you're showing. 3 jobs, baby, and the rent's too late. Why are we stuck in place? Why I am praying for the reason. Honey, do you feel the wind in your face? The feeling of freedom, the feeling of freedom. Oh, the wind at your back. No, you can't, no, you can't feel that. And the wind in your face. It ain't what you say, it ain't what you say.
Man, what a great way to get an early start on the weekend. River Wireless is the band. The album is Kindness a Rebel. And this song is The Feeling of Freedom. Joining us to talk about this one is NPR Music's Ann Powers in Nashville. Hey, Ann.
Woo! Hey, Robin. Yeah. I did that just for you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you put hand claps or someone going, woo, in a song, and I am there. I'm going to love it. River Wireless, often billed as a folk and Americana band. They're from Asheville, North Carolina, but they are really stretching that definition on this record.
When I first sort of got super interested in the current Americana scene, I was living in the South, as I still do, and I was interested in traditionalism to a certain extent. I was not very interested in what I heard as indie rock bands kind of slapping on some Americana qualities or trying to,
right,
you know, wend their way into an Americana sound. I wanted, quote unquote, real Americana. But I'm totally over that now. And what I'm looking for now are bands and artists who are connecting with tradition, but who are really willing to take sonic chances. And River Wireless does that so much on this record. I mean, there's synths, you know, there are songs that remind me of power pop or even like 80s new wave music on this, alongside, you know, beautiful ballads and fiddle and etc. like that. And it's that wide sonic palette that I really love.
Honestly, one of the bands I thought of while listening to this record was Sylvanesso. There were moments,
yeah,
where I thought in the vocals and some of the beats and, yeah.
Sylvanesso is a great comparison, I think, Robin, because, you know, Amelia from Sylvanesso started out in a much more traditional vocal trio called Mountain Man.
Right.
So she also brought in that kind of, you know, love of acoustic folk and sort of down the middle Americana. And then they've just gone in a lot of amazing directions. And that's where I'm hearing River Wireless going to.
One of the other things I love about this record, Kindness a Rebel, is how disarming the music is. But there are really some pretty heavy themes. It's certainly political at times. There's a song called Born in the Right Country that talks very cynically, I think, about life under an effective dictatorship in an age of alternative facts. And there is a song called Darkness in My Mind on this record that seems to question whether there's a point to anything or soldiering,
yes,
on in this troubled world. And I hope they do soldier on and keep making great music like this, because it's a fantastic record. Kindness, a Rebel, from the band River Wireless. And Ann, you'll be back a little later on in the program to talk about a big release in the country music world. But first, let's go to the mysterious sounds of Serpent with Feet and the album Soil.
Your burden on my chest. The best parts of you lie at the bottom of you, bottom of you. I love you from the space beneath my feet, and beneath that, and beneath that, my love for you. Says you are not too much. Love says you'll always be enough. We don't have to be the man from this, because I could rather be cut from this. Bring it on. for you right here in this home, in this home, on my body, in this home.
God, what an incredible record. From Serpent With Feet, the record is Soil. The song we're listening to is Whisper. And here to talk about this one is NPR Music's Sydney Madden. Welcome, Sydney.
Hey, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Serpent With Feet is the music of Josiah Weiss.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his debut album as Serpent With Feet. And we've talked a lot about how R&B is in such an interesting place right now. And
yeah.
I think it's a stretch to call this one R&B, but it's certainly rooted in that world.
Absolutely. And with this being his debut, it's a major statement for where he wants to place himself in between genres or even above genres. He's a New York artist by way of Baltimore. And Whisper and the other songs on the album are really like a religious experience. There's a spiritual sense of connection with these songs. It's ominous, it's languid, and the production almost washes over you, almost in an overwhelming way. But his lyrics and his voice, like the velvetyness of his voice, really cradle you.
I agree. And it basically has everything that I look for in music, which is I want to be surprised. I want it, I want something that is impossible to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
And every track on this record just holds your gaze.
Yeah. On Whisper in particular, his voice is so angelic. And he sings, "You can place the burden on my chest. The best parts of you lay at the bottom of you."
He sings a lot about love and sex and relationships, but
mm-hmm.
through the lens of a gay black man.
Yeah. It's a great narrative that I think should be told a lot more in R&B. And he even released a statement when he announced that this album was coming out, and it says, "I think there's still a lot of shame around two black men dating and loving each other, and I was very aware of that. While working on Soil, I was exploring and trying to make sense of my needs and my love language," and this is definitely expression of great love.
Really an incredible listen. It is just so mysterious and strange and slinky, and
mm-hmm.
his voice just slays me.
Slinky, Serpent With Feet.
There you go. Serpent With Feet is the artist. The record is Soil. And Sydney, sit tight. We'll have you back in the second half of the show to talk about another new album from one of your favorite artists. But from Serpent With Feet, let's go to Snail Mail and the album Lush. The artist is Snail Mail, and her new album is called Lush. And here to talk about this one is NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna. Welcome.
Hey, Robin.
This is Lindsay Jordan,
right.
The singer. Lindsay Jordan.
Name.
Snail Mail, and she's a singer from Baltimore. She just graduated from high school, is that right?
Exactly. 19 years old. This is her debut full length. It's incredible.
Well, tell us a little bit about her and this record and why it's one of the standouts for June 8th
right.
releases.
So I think a lot of people, and rightfully so, have focused on her incredible playing ability on the guitar. I mean, she has this dexterity, and she's classically trained, but I think it also really brilliantly captures what it feels like to be an early adult. You know, like we said, she's 19, and I think it really comes through, especially in the way that her lyrics are woven with questions. Pristine, which you played at the top. Everything swells to this really incredible meditation. She says, "Be honest with me. Who do you change for? Who's top of your world?" And it just hits with this attack to the gut.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's easy for older people whose high school years are way behind them. It's easy to dismiss some of the musings and meditations right. of someone in their late teens as being less weighty or important or undeveloped maybe. But there are a lot of complicated feelings that people at that point in their life have to deal with. And she certainly digs into all of that sort of stuff very acutely on this record, particularly what's on the minds of a lot of young women.
Yeah.
The search for a sense of security
right.
and self-empowerment at this point in your life when you're often plagued by a lot of self-doubt.
Right. Everything has gravity. Everything has such magnitude. And you are figuring out who you are, and you are figuring out the way that you're relating to the world.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest periods of anybody's life, and I think she navigates it pretty gracefully on this record. Amazing that she's as young as she right. is, and I'm excited for where she's headed with her music business, because right. it's obviously just the beginning.
Exactly. She's played the Tiny Desk. She was on Lars of the Wax and Eggs, and we're excited to see what happens.
The record is Lush from the artist Snail Mail. And we still have a few more albums to highlight for this week's New Music Friday, but let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting your short list of candidates fast. With Indeed, post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free when you sign up at Indeed.com/NPR podcast. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're doing a quick run through some of the best new albums out on June 8th. We kick off the second half of the show with the country singer Dierks Bentley and his album, The Mountain.
I'm cutting the ties, I'm dropping the weight of all my hurt and my regrets and my mistakes. I'm tired of living unforgiven, so I'm traveling light.
Dierks Bentley is the artist. His record is called The Mountain. And back to talk about this one is Ann Powers again from Nashville. Tell us about Dierks Bentley for people who aren't familiar with his work and why this is a big one in the country world for June 8th releases.
Yeah, Robin, I was thinking about what it meant to bring a Dierks Bentley album here to share with y'all. And here's what I want to say. If listeners out there think they hate mainstream country, if you want to know what can be good about the kind of artist who's sometimes classified as a bro, I suggest you check out Dierks Bentley's music. He, you know, has that beautiful, right down the middle, classic country voice. He co-writes and produces perfectly crafted songs, oftentimes hitting exactly what commercial country wants. I mean, this is the guy who had a hit with Drunk on a Plane, but he's making great quality music with depth and sincerity in the middle of country.
Well, let me ask you this, and you tell me if I'm off here, but I think a lot of people, particularly those who don't listen to much contemporary country music, they assume that there's a level of machismo and over-the-top patriotism that's baked into all of these songs. And when I listen to this record from Dierks Bentley, there certainly are tracks about, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. But there's a lot of mutual respect for others and a lot of love and how we're all only human.
Absolutely. You know, another way to look at mainstream country music and the tradition of country music is that it's adult music. It's music for grown-ups, for people dealing with the stuff grown-ups deal with. Marriage, family, kids, work, the feeling that you've lived maybe half your life and what's going to happen in the second half. And that's really what this record is about in a very joyful way.
Dierks Bentley is the artist and his record is The Mountain. Thanks, Anne, for joining us again.
Thank you so much.
And from Dierks Bentley, we go to the singer Georgia Smith and her new album, Lost and Found.
Why do we all fall down within the sun, still on the ground? Oh, why do we all fall down, all aboard, on the lost and found?
This is Georgia Smith, Lost and Found is the record. This is the title cut to it, and back to talk about this one is NPR Music's biggest Georgia Smith fan.
Stan.
Sydney Madden.
Yes.
She is a singer from England, and this is her debut full-length. Tell us why you're loving this one this week.
Yeah, as you said before, I'm a huge fan of R&B on the team. I'm a big fan of what's going on in London's R&B and jazz scene right now. Mahalia, Amalou, Nubia Garcia, Tom Misch. But Georgia Smith is definitely the nucleus of what's going on right now. She's the standout of her contemporaries. And it's her voice is, like, smooth. And I'm so enthralled by her air of quiet confidence and self-assured attitude with the way she approaches these songs, but there's always this little, like, droplet of innocence in her voice. And I want to just say quickly, one of her biggest songs from last year, On My Mind, with the producer Predator, it's specifically left off of this album, in my opinion, because she's strategically trying to create a cohesive message.
And what is that message?
Well, the 12 tracks really paints a narrative of losing yourself in young love and finding out who you are when you're on the other side of that infatuation, you know?
Yeah, it's a very reflective album. And I was moved by the sweetness and tenderness in these songs, for sure.
Yeah. For someone who's 20, 21 years old, I think this songwriting is way beyond its years. Like, even the opening track we just played, Why Do We All Fall Down in Innocence, Still on the Ground, Why Do We All Fall Down in the Lost and Found.
And she does a little rapping on this record as well.
Yeah. Something I was really surprised by, but pleasantly surprised. Lifeboats is the song where she does a freestyle, and throughout the entire song, raindrops are kind of the heartbeat of the track, and she approaches her delivery similar to how Lauryn Hill did in X Factor, and she's rapping about, quote, a sea of self-confusion.
I thought a lot about Lauryn Hill when I was listening to this record, actually.
The emotional arc of this album really reminds me of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and I don't care how cliche or superfluous it sounds to talk about that album, that's one of the best albums ever.
You'll get no pushback.
No,
here.
But I do. I get hate. They're like, oh, it's so obvious. No.
Oh, my God.
I don't care.
It is not. That is one. And 20 years old, by the way, this year.
This year,
record is insane.
Yeah. And if you're a fan of Lauryn Hill or any of those albums that were coming out around that time, you definitely need to listen to Georgia Smith.
And the record from Georgia Smith, her debut full length, is called Lost and Found. Thanks, Sydney.
Thank you.
All right. One last album for this week's New Music Friday, and it comes from the singer Licky Lee. And her record, So Sad, So Sexy.
Trying to get us back together, we ain't never been apart. Trying to find a strength from the weather before I come down. Stay like it's easy, but it's not easy, baby. You see, do you want, do you need, do we need? Since you got somebody next to you, buddy, somebody next to you, buddy's keeping me up. Down, keep me up, keep me down, keep me up, keep me down.
The artist is Licky Lee, and this record is So Sad, So Sexy. The song we're hearing right now is called Hard Rain. And back to talk about this one last album before we go is Lindsay McKenna again. And Lindsay, we heard those strange, deep vocal effects she put on that sung part there about halfway through this song. And it's moments like that that are just so arresting to me in this record.
Right. There's so much happening on every track across the record. This track in particular, it was produced by Rostam of Vampire Weekend fame, now on his own. But I think that you hear a lot of what's happening in pop music. She's working through that in her own very particular way.
I think so, too. And she's a singer from Sweden, and she's been putting music out for about a decade.
Right.
Let's dig into some of the themes that she sings about on this record, because she's a little bit older now, and
right.
She sings in part about the fact that she's come to realize that you don't always get what you want in life, and the part of being happy is understanding that you're not going to be happy all the time.
I think so. I think that there's always been sort of this undercurrent of heartbreak that's running through a lot of her stuff. She understands the duality, and that, to me, is what happens here, but that's happening better than any other pop record.
Yeah, I was really surprised by this one. Lots of nice little sonic surprises sprinkled throughout this one, too. The singer, Licky Lee, and the record, So Sad, So Sexy. Thanks for joining us again, Lindsay.
Thank you, Robin.
A reminder, as always, tell your friends about the program. Follow me on Twitter, at NPROBIN. You can see a list of the albums we talked about on this show by checking out the podcast description for this episode. You can also go to npr.org/allsongs. You can hear full versions of the songs we featured from these records and a whole lot of other great tracks on the new Music Friday playlist from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/Spotify or open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well. Have a great weekend and treat yourself to lots of great music.